People are kind of bobbing their head, and looking to the side, and I'm like, oh, you know, I enjoy jazz. But then I get worried. I'm like, sometimes jazz sucks. What if I'm the Kenny G of comedy? You know, like, what if I think I sound like this? Like, and in fact, I sound like this. When he plays that song in his head, he's rocking. He's just like, I'm feeling it. Everyone's like, Kenny, that song's not very good. He's like, I know that one ain't good, but how about this? No. Kenny, that's the same song. You're the worst musician ever, and we're your friends. This is an intervention.
When people meet you, what are some of the things that they say in terms of how your music has affected their lives?
Depends, you know. Some people say they started playing sax as they heard me play sax. Some people use my music for certain things that they describe that I can't say on the show.
Is it for baby making music?
Maybe. Maybe it is.
Maybe it is.
You know, right now I'm starting to feel like I'm gonna create some new music, so it's gonna happen soon. Maybe 6 months from now I'll have a new CD out, something like that.
That's fantastic. Are there any artists you're looking forward to working with, or you hope to work with in the future?
Yeah, I mean, sure, Beyonce, I'm waiting for her to call me. See, the thing about my sax is that it can work with pretty much any genre. My sax can lend itself well, I think, to one of her tunes, and that's the key, is to a lot of practice. I still practice 3 hours a day.
You still practice three hours a day?
Oh, yeah.
That's so important, I think, for folks at home to hear.
It's just important to put in the time. This is why people get discouraged, because you start playing the sax. It sounds like that, and they go, ugh, I don't want to play this.